You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Oh, good morning, good morning, victorious people of God. Hey,
Evangelist Sheila is here today.
Hey,
what a good
morning. Jesus is alive and well. I'm telling everyone I see, I'm going to tell them for me. You tell them for me. Jesus is alive and well. What a beautiful day it is. This is the Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast with our apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Hayward from Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center Incorporated, located at 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue. Listen, you're welcome to stop by, listen in, tune in, but listen, don't you dare miss your blessing on today. God have a word for you on today. But before we get into the word, I got some quick announcements. You know me, I love this announcement making. Join us on tonight at 8 p.m. I'm telling you, that's why revival is in the middle of our name. I'm telling you, we're going to have a two-night revival.
We're having regular
service. We're having Minister Solomon Hayward tonight at 8 p.m. Come on out and join us for a word from God. And then on Friday night, we're going to have Pastor Monica Orange will be breaking forth the bread of life. Yeah. Listen, join us at 8 p.m. on both nights. Yeah. God is going to move by his power, and he's going to move by his spirit. And then join us on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for Sunday school. Come on, get those kiddos and bring them on out to Sunday school. Yeah. Train a child up in the way that they should go. And when they get older, they will not depart from it. Bring them to Sunday school so they can get the word on the inside of them at a young age. Yes. And when they get older, they won't depart from it. And then join us at 11:30 a.m. where Pastor Andre Smith will be breaking forth the bread of life. You don't want to miss it. Yeah. Come on out and join us.
Hallelujah.
And then listen on the 19th, Wednesday the 19th at 8 p.m. We're going to have Apostle Newby from Orlando, Florida at 8 p.m. He's going to be joining us. He's going to be in the house, him and his beautiful family. Come on out and join us at 8 p.m. That's on Wednesday the 19th. God is moving. And then we got the convention coming. I'm so excited. We're going to Charleston,
South Carolina.
We're going to be at Anointed Temple Outreach Ministries with Pastor and Co-Pastor Smith. Co-Pastor Scott.
Scott.
Oh, my God. We're going to be there in Charleston from the 28th through the 30th. I'm telling you, if you're all from far and near, from Georgia,
come
from
on.
South Carolina, from
New
North York. Carolina,
California,
New York, come on.
Dallas,
join
Detroit.
Us. You're talking about a convention. I'm telling you, where God moves and God answers by fire. Yeah. You better come and join us in Charleston, South Carolina at the Anointed Temple Outreach Ministry, 2024 Baker Drive, North in South Carolina, 29406. Come on and join us where Pastor and Co-Pastor Scott, I'm telling you, God is going to move on the 28th and the 30th. Don't you dare miss it. Now on to our wonderful and beautiful apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. Hear what the Spirit is saying to you on today.
Thank you, Evangelist Sheila Cochran. I'm glad to have you back here.
Yes, hallelujah.
And we're going to start on the second Timothy, the third chapter today. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. It's good to be a soldier and to do what the soldiers say. Amen. But you got to be ready and you got to be committed. And you have to lay aside all of those sinful things.
Oh.
Amen. And come on and serve God.
Yes.
Read it for me, please. 2 Timothy 3:1.
This also know. That in the last days. Perilous times shall
perilous
come.
Listen, perilous times are here.
Yes.
Amen. Troublesome times are here. Dangerous times are here. Times, amen, of problems and of chaos are here.
Oh,
amen. But God is still here. God is still in the midst of us. Amen, and we got to serve him and do what he say. Read on for me, please.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Now, now we got a problem because this is what happening now. Men are lovers of them own self. People are lovers of them own self. Yes. Amen. Instead of serving God, instead of calling on the name of God, instead of lifting God up, they love themselves, amen, and they're promoting themselves, amen. You need to promote God. You need to promote the kingdom of God, amen. Let God have his way. They're lovers of themselves. Read on.
Convectuous.
Covetous.
Uh-huh. Boasters.
Boasters.
Proud.
Proud.
Blasphemers.
Blasphemers.
Disobedient to parents.
Disobedient to parents.
Unthankful.
Unthankful.
Unholy.
Unholy. Listen, amen, many of these things are going on, amen. Hallelujah, covering up everything. Boasting, amen. Yes. Hallelujah, talking about all kind of things. Amen, hallelujah, trying to make them famous. Amen, glory to God. But I want you to know it's time to serve God, not time to be, amen, hallelujah, trying to get famous. Amen, what is it to gain the whole world and lose your soul? Proud, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. So much about themselves, amen, pushing themselves up, honoring themselves. Amen. Hallelujah. So proud. Pride come before destruction. Ooh. God will destroy you. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to be in the will of God. You got to humble yourself.
Yes.
Amen. Blasphemers. Amen. Talking about God. Talking against God. Talking against the Holy Ghost. Talking against the people of God and the word of God. Amen. You better be careful. Yeah. Amen. Disobedient to parents. Oh, I want you to know, got a lot of children now. Amen. Raising up to be disobedient to parents. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't want to listen. You don't want to hear what your parents say. You don't want to do what your parents say. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you know how. Hallelujah, to get on the phone and work the phone. You know how to get on Facebook and work Facebook and all of this. Amen, hallelujah. But you still need to be obedient to your parents. Do not let the devil use you. Amen. And parents, you need to stand up. Amen. And let them know you a child and you got to listen to me. Unthankful. Oh, my God. People are so unthankful. No matter what you do for them, they're unthankful.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't want to be, hallelujah, thankful. Unholy. That's one of the greatest things.
Oh,
amen. You're so unholy. Right. Amen. You don't want to do right. Yes. Amen. Want to do anything that comes to your heart and your mind, anything that you're big enough to do. Amen. But you better turn from your wicked ways.
Yes.
You better come on. Amen. It's time to be a soldier in God's army. God wants you to be a soldier.
Oh,
and you got to get rid of sin. And you got to come on and serve God.
Yes.
Come out from among them. Be separated.
Hallelujah.
Let God be your God. Amen. Read on for me, please.
Without natural affection.
You are not affectionate naturally. Amen. You got unnatural affection.
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Serving the devil, doing what the devil say, doing, amen, hallelujah, living all kind of life of sin, hallelujah, glory to God. You taking, amen, God, what God set up. God set up the rainbow, and the rainbow is from God, amen, hallelujah, and many of you, hallelujah, are taking the rainbow and doing unnatural things about it. Oh, glory to God. God did not make, amen, hallelujah, Adam and hallelujah, Stevie made Adam and Eve.
Yes,
praise
hallelujah.
God, hallelujah. And so you better watch yourself, what you're doing. Amen. God made male and female.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And that's who he commanded to come together.
Yes.
That's who he commanded to marry. Amen. So you better come on and do it God's way.
Yes.
Read on for me, please.
Truth breakers.
You want to break the truth. Amen. The devil got you lying about everything. You don't even know how to, amen, tell the truth. Read on for me. Amen.
False accusers.
False accusers. Always accusing other folk. Amen. Praise the Lord. Blaming everybody. Amen. Why don't you take some blame for what you've done? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, and you always want, amen, say it's the devil. Well, the devil spoke to you and you obeyed. Amen. You need to obey God. You need to obey what God say. Do read on for me, please.
Incontinent.
Continent. Amen. Hallelujah. Have no control. Amen. Hallelujah. Won't do what you want to do, and you want to do it now. Read on.
Fierce.
Bigoted. Hallelujah. You fierce. bigoted, proud, amen, angry at everything, angry at everybody. I never seen so much angry folk in all my life. Amen. I know many of you are suffering from mental, amen, hallelujah, the mental disease, but God can help you. There is hope in God. Oh, God can deliver you. Yes. Amen. Read on for me, please.
Despisers of those that are good.
None good folk, you despise them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But God wants his people, amen, to be good. He wants his people to do the right thing. He wants them to live right. Amen. When God made the world, he said it was good. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. When he formed everything, he said it was good. So God wants things to be good. Yes. Read on for me, please.
Traitors.
Traitors. Oh, look at everybody. Traitors. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You deserting everything. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't want to do the right thing. Your heart is turned against God. But you better come on. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time for you to get your life right.
Amen.
It's time to get your heart right. It's time for you to become a soldier in the army of the Lord. Amen. And it's time to be a good soldier. Endure hardness. Hallelujah. That's what Timothy, amen. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:3. Hallelujah. Glory to God through 4. Say, endure hardness as a good soldier.
Yes.
Amen. So you got to go through something. Amen. Because if you want to be a soldier in God's army, you got to clean up your life. You got to be born again.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Born of the water and of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Then you accept it in God's army. Sanctify yourself, and God will sanctify you holy.
Yes.
Amen. And then when you sanctify yourself and God sanctify you holy, you can report to duty.
Hey.
Come on to church. You're a soldier now. Get your life right. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God want to use you.
Yes.
He want to bless you. Amen. He want to, amen, want you to know you're a soldier and you're powerful in his army. And you got to, amen, obey the commander. You need to know who the commander is.
Yes.
Our commander is God.
That's
our commander,
right.
Amen, hallelujah, is the apostle, first the apostles.
Yes.
Amen, hallelujah. You need to know who your commander is, and you're going to, so you can obey the commander.
Yes.
Then you got to be, amen, trained. Hallelujah, glory to God. You need to know your responsibility. You are responsible to do God's will.
Yes.
You are responsible to do the work of God.
Yes.
Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Then you are given your title. You cannot be, amen, a commander, but you got to start off from the lower level.
Yes.
Amen, hallelujah, glory to God, because God is calling you out. Amen, and God wants you to know, hallelujah, he want to bless you in his army.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you don't just start out a lieutenant.
Come on.
Praise God. You start from the bottom.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then they tell you your benefits.
Come on.
Amen. You got a lot of benefits through being a soldier in God's army.
Yes.
God will bless you. God will bless your life.
Come
he'll bless you when you're going out. And he'll bless you when you're coming in.
Yes.
Whatever you do, God will bless you. Hallelujah, but you gotta humble your heart.
Yes.
You gotta humble your mind. You gotta humble your life.
Yes.
Amen. You gotta turn to God with all your mind, heart, soul, and body.
Yes.
And now you know that you're a soldier in the army of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah, because there's a lot of people. Amen, hallelujah, that will be against you. But you got to know God is on your side.
Yes.
And if God be for you, who can be against you? But many of you still want to do it your way. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Read on for me, please.
Heady. High-minded.
High-minded. Really heady. Amen. Big high. Got big mind. Amen. High-minded. Amen. Read on.
Lovers of pleasures. More than lovers of God.
More than lovers of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh,
instead of going to church, you more rather go to a banquet.
More
rather go to a concert.
Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah. You need to be going to where they're serving God.
Yes.
You need to be going where they're calling on God, where the name of God,
yes,
amen, is glorified. Hallelujah. I want you to know God love you today.
Yes.
And he wants you to serve him. The Bible said, come out from among them and be separated. It's time to be separated.
Yes.
You can't follow the world and be a soldier. And if you're a soldier, you got to be in a specific army.
Come on.
Amen. You can't be in the Navy and acting like you're in the Army.
Come on.
Praise God. You can't be in the Army and acting like you're in the Air Force. You can't be in the Air Force and acting like you in the Marine.
Ooh.
Whatever type of service, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, and force you in, that's what you got to obey.
Yes.
I know many of you out there running from church to church because you're not satisfied. Amen, but how are you going to be a good soldier when you're running from church to church?
Ooh.
You got in your mind, you don't have to obey nobody, but the Bible say obey them that have a rule over you. For they care for your soul.
Yes.
They are in command for your soul.
Yes.
And so now it's time to get yourself right.
Yes.
Amen. It's time.
Yes.
Get your house in order.
Yes, Lord.
For one day, hallelujah, he's going to call your name.
Ooh.
And he's coming back.
Yes.
A church without a spot or wrinkle.
Thank you.
Will you work in God's army? Will you be one in God's army and do what God say? Because one day you're going to die.
Thank you, Lord.
And when you die, hallelujah, there's a place prepared for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah, will you be ready?
Yes, Lord.
You got to be ready.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody say yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to get yourself ready.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You got to get ready to go back with him.
Yes, Lord.
Because one day you're going to get your reward.
Thank you, Lord.
Either you go to heaven and die, or die and go to hell.
Thank you, Lord.
And what do you want? Want an honorable discharge?
Come on.
If you get an honorable discharge, you're going to heaven. And when you die, Jesus is going to say, well done.
Well,
that good, faithful servant.
Yes, Lord.
You've been faithful over a few things.
Yes, Lord.
I'll make you rule over many. But do you want to die?
Thank you, Lord.
And lose your soul and go to hell. Hallelujah. You can be discharged with a dishonorable discharge.
Yes.
That means you die and you go to hell.
Yes.
Hell is real.
Yes,
hell is long.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you got to be ready.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to call Evangelist Sheila. And she's going to pray for you. You that need to be saved. Hallelujah. She's going to pray for you and lead you in the sinner's prayer. And then she's going to pray for those that are sick in their body. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. What a word. Hallelujah. What a word. It's time to be soldiers in God's army. And those that are ready to be soldiers in God's army, I want you to say this after me. Lord God, forgive me of my sins. I repent of my sins. I repent of everything, God, that I did displeasing in your eyesight, God. I believe that Jesus died and that he rose from the dead. Oh, he's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for us. Oh, God, and I want you to repeat it. Hallelujah. Say, God. God, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
I believe that he died for my sins and that he rose again on the third day. Oh, God, and he's seated now at the right hand of you, God, making intercessions for us.
Hallelujah.
And now that you repeated that after me, after you confess that, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I forgive me of my sins.
Yeah.
And you made that confession and you repented before God. You said, God, I accept you as my personal Savior. Jesus, I accept you as my personal Savior. See, sometimes you gotta open up your mouth and you gotta, the Bible say, call those things that be not as though they were.
Hallelujah.
We got life and death in the power of our tongue.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes you gotta tell that devil, I am saved.
Yes,
I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it feel like. I don't care what it seemed like. I am saved. Hallelujah. And you get up from there. Find yourself a church that's ministering and preaching the word of God. Don't you sit there in them dead churches and
Hallelujah.
Die. Why sit there and die? You better get somewhere where life is going on in that church, where the power of God is going on, where the anointing anointing of God is falling. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, because of the anointing, the yoke will be destroyed. How you going to sit up in a dead church where no yoke is being destroyed? You're going to leave there the same way you came in. But you better come somewhere where the power of God is moving. You better get in a service. Hallelujah. The Bible says, fail not to assemble yourself. I know they got this Facebook stuff. This church on the radio, church on the Facebook. But you got to fail not to assemble yourself in the church. Hallelujah. Since COVID came, people want to get relaxed now. I ain't got to do nothing but sit up here and look at Facebook. But you got to go into the house of God. Oh, glory. The Bible says, as they came, they were healed. That's how you're going to get your healing. You sitting there behind those four walls, all bundled up and don't want to assemble yourself with the saints. That's where you're going to get your strength to go on from day to day. You get up from there. Get yourself in a church where they're preaching the word of God, where they're preaching Jesus. And for God I live and for God I die. I'm going to pray for the ones that are sick. Hallelujah. The devil done came along and tried to bring sickness in the midst of the people. How many of you know the Bible said he was wounded for our transgression? He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, you were healed. And I bind every devil. I bind it up now. The Bible said, whatsoever thing you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thing you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And we bind every sickness, every disease off the lives of the people of God. Devil, you are a liar. The blood of Jesus is against you. The same blood that defeated you at Calvary is the same blood that's defeating you now. And I bind you off of their bodies. You off their minds. I bind you off their lives. I bind you off their children's life. Get up from there. Get up from their woman. Get up from their man. Get up from their boy and girl. You're healed. The Bible said that healing is the children's bread. Oh my God, you're healed through the blood of the Lamb. And God said you are healed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Evangelist Sheila.
Oh my God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God. Amen. Hallelujah for that. Amen. Prayer. And for what God has done, I know God has blessed you, God has saved you, God has delivered you.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. You continue to be free.
Yes.
Amen. For whom the Son set free, you are free indeed. I know, amen, the enemy is talking to you. He'll be telling you, you ain't free, you ain't saved. You still got that habit. You still got that life. But you tell him, no, I'm free.
That's
God has set me free. I'm delivered now.
Yes.
I'm a new creature.
Ooh.
Things have passed away, and now, amen, things have become new. Amen. And you rejoice in the power of God.
Yes.
You rejoice in the Spirit of God.
Yes.
You rejoice in the anointing of God.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Because God is sending blessings your way.
Yes.
God is sending miracles your way. Now you need to find, amen, a man, a woman of God.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. That have a word from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Call the young because they're strong.
Yes.
Oh, because they know the way.
That's
amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach this gospel. You got somebody now that's preaching the word of God to you, that's preaching you the gospel. He that have ear, let them hear what God is saying. You have an ear. Now you need to hear what God is saying.
Yes.
God has, amen, is determined to bring you out, but it's up to you.
That's
come
right.
on. Get yourself
come
in a church.
Yes.
Amen. And start serving God.
Yes.
You that have been sick in your body, thank God for your healing.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. His job is to attack many of the afflictions of the righteous.
Hey.
Hallelujah. But God will deliver you out of them all.
Oh.
Yeah, hallelujah. He tried to attack me just a while ago, but I had somebody else, another weapon that God used that was able to take over.
Yes.
Now I'm back.
Hey, hallelujah.
Yeah,
thank you, Lord.
From every setback.
I refuse to let him take over.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sickness try to come in this body, yes, but it will not stay because this body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
the Holy Ghost dwells on the inside.
Hey, hallelujah.
And he's got to go. I want you to know we have the victory.
Yes, sir.
We are on the winning side.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you are saved and you're sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, you continue to serve God.
Yes.
Don't let nobody discourage you.
That's
Don't be looking down, asking questions. God brought you out.
Yes.
God was the one that delivered you, and it was his will. It was his purpose.
Yes.
Amen. It was his plan to deliver you.
Oh,
amen.
God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He set you free.
Yes.
He broke the bones of hallelujah, prison for you.
That's
God
right.
did it.
That's
amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. So come on. And meet us at Miracle Deliverance. God got many miracles for you. Amen. God sent me to this area.
Yes.
Amen. To Brevard County.
Yes.
To help you. And while help is there, you need to come on and get this help that God, amen, has given for you. Victory is mine.
Victory is mine. Victory today is mine.
And tomorrow
get thee behind me. Victory today is mine.
Joy is mine.
Woo! Joy
is mine. I will be happy.
Joy today is mine.
Whoa.
I told Satan, get thee behind me. Joy today is mine.
When I rose this morning,
I didn't have no doubt, for I know the Lord will bring me out.
You know I
fell on my knees
and
saying, Lord, help me, please.
Hey,
I got singing, shouting the victory.
Yeah.
Victory is mine.
I'm telling you.
Victory is mine.
Victory.
Victory today is mine.
And tomorrow,
I told Satan,
get
thee behind me. Victory today is mine.
It is mine.
I'ma
keep on singing.
It is mine.
I'ma keep on shouting.
It is mine.
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 Well,
I told Satan,
you better get thee behind me.
Victory today is mine.
And tomorrow too, and all the rest of the year. Give me those announcements, please.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Our victory is ours. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
Join us tonight,
tonight
at 8 p.m.
Oh,
Minister Solomon Haber will be breaking forth the bread of life at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And then join us on Friday. On this Friday, hallelujah, Pastor Monica Orange, she'll be breaking forth the bread of life at 8 p.m.
Yes,
join
sir.
Us
Don't
on Thursday and Friday.
Don't
and
miss
then
it.
come on.
Yeah.
When you heard a pastor, so she ministered the word. It's time for you to bring those children into the house of God.
Hallelujah.
Those disobedient, rebellious children, come on and bring them to Sunday school. Because a lot of time they don't know the way. So you got to give them the word. Bring them to Sunday school. Join us at 10 p.m. With Sunday school. And then Pastor Andre Smith will be breaking forth the bread of life at 11:30 a.m. And then don't miss Wednesday. We got Pastor Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pastor Newbie from Orlando, Florida.
Ooh, yes,
come
sir.
On out.
Come
I
on.
Got a word for his people.
Yes.
You've been looking here and there. You've been looking to the government for a word.
Thank
you've been
God.
Looking for your job for a word.
Yes.
You better come to the house of God and get a true word from God, because everything is going down but the word of God. Join us. Come on. Don't you dare miss it. Come on out to the house of God, where miracles are coming, where joy and peace and happiness is there. And then join us at the convention on the 28th through the 30th. We're going to be in Charleston, South Carolina, with Pastor and co-pastor Scott. God is going to move on the 28th through the 30th of November.
27.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Come on and join us. God is moving by his power and by his spirit.
Yeah.
Join us, blessed people of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. We have the victory. Come on. Amen.
Yes.
Meet us at Miracle Deliverance, 1500 North East Florida Avenue, Melbourne, Florida.
Yes.
I'll see you there.
Ooh, you don't want to miss it.
My Mm-hmm.